and welcome. This is James Smiduk speaking. You're listening to another quick session from My Small Business University. And it's another rant. I'm ranting again today. And I want you to think about this because if you're a fan of music at all, any kind of music, you might be able to relate that to this. And in fact, I'm going to be showing my age a little bit today. Now, I have milk cartons. That's plural, milk cartons. I have five and a half, almost six milk cartons filled with British pressing LPs. See, I used to be a big fan of British pressing records. That's right, records. Those plastic things with the grooves in them that you need a turntable to play. Absolutely. And I've got some great and very rare British pressings of some very interesting music. At least it was interesting to me. Now, where am I going with this? One of the things that happened, of course, is if you're a little bit older, you know that all of a sudden a thing called a CD came along and it basically replaced all of the LPs. It wasn't required anymore. Why? Well, the technology made it, the quality of the audio, in some respects, superior to what the LPs were, and the longevity was there, and it was smaller, and you can play it in your car. There's a whole bunch of benefits to it. And almost overnight, what happened? Yes, CDs replaced LPs. And then all of a sudden, something else happened. What was it? Well, the internet came along, and people were able to download individual songs and play them on things like an MP3 player, or an iPod, or a Microsoft Zune, or any of those other devices now that took that exact same thing, music, put it into a different format that allowed us to consume it differently, and an entire industry has disappeared twice in my lifetime, from LPs to CDs to now digital downloads. Now, this is the thing that I want you to consider. I believe that the home study kit, what we traditionally saw, now people are going to get up in arms about this. They're going to call the thud factor really important, and people want to have a physical product. They want to have a physical book. They want to have a physical set of CDs or DVDs, and they want a big honking package to be shipped to their door. And I believe that the home study kit, that traditional physical package that ends up sitting on your shelf at home, I think it's dying or near dead. Now, why do I think this? Take a look at what history teaches us. Before, the only way you could get information was in a physical book. Ebooks changed that dramatically. Now, some people still like physical books, but the way that the screens are working and people are accessing content, a lot of times a physical book isn't worthwhile anymore. The information is online. It's on a web page. You don't need to go to your library. I was thinking about this actually. I was talking to my son about him getting ready for university. And one of the funny things, I was saying, well, when we used to study, we used to have to go to the library. There wasn't a place where they had all of that knowledge organized and codified in one place for it. We had to go to a physical library. It was a big, huge building on campus in university. You know, today when the kids study, they don't go to the library. The only time they go to the library is to meet people because they're going to go do something else after. Bottom line is people use the internet. In fact, they actually study now. The kids, at least my kids, study in groups, but they'll study in front of a PC. Why? Because there's more information there and it's easier to get to. So just take a look at how books have changed, studying's changed. I believe that this whole thing with the home study kit and big home study packages, at least for information marketers, is going the way of the dodo bird. You're going to see far less of these big home study kits being built. And there's a number of really great reasons for it. Think back to the LP or the CD ages. You know, they've maybe put 10, 12 songs on an LP or a CD. How many of those songs did you like? Two, maybe three on a good day. Sometimes an album was outstanding and four of the eight or four of the 10 songs were good. But guess what? You paid for all the other crap. Think about a CD. It's the exact same thing. What's happening now? It's a la carte. What that means is you pick and choose the pieces that you need at the time that you need them. It gives you flexibility as a consumer, but more importantly, it allows you to chunk up and chunk down not only your purchases, but the way that you learn. You don't have to sit through a big, long, honking 3-day seminar to get that one piece of information that you wanted to. Now, I'm not saying that seminars are a bad thing. I think they're a great thing, but not necessarily for learning stuff. See, we learn in chunks. We chunk up, we chunk down. We learn visually, not necessarily auditorily. Even the way most people train today, they train auditorily. They don't use a graphical image or representation that allows people to anchor the picture with the feeling that they get and the sounds that they're hearing and comprehending at the same time. There's a valuable science going on underneath with all of this stuff with learning, and if you don't have your ear to the ground, you're going to miss it. See, what's going to happen is you're going to have sites that have all sorts of small courses, all sorts of small information pieces put together in one place that allow you to access what you need when you need it in the format that you need it. Yeah, some of it's going to be written, some of it's going to be video, and some of it's going to be audio. It's going to be both. But it's not going to be a DVD copy or 10 DVDs of a seminar that happened 3 months ago or 6 months ago. Heck, that's almost a year in internet time. Why would you want to go and buy a DVD or a CD package of something that happened 6 months ago? You know, as an information marketer, think about it. You're sitting there and you're going, okay, cool. I'm going to do a seminar or I'm going to buy a DVD package for a seminar. You know, if you want to take your time and go through for the experience of it, yeah, that's fine. Are you going to learn something that you're going to apply right away to your business? Yeah, you might get one or two pieces. The problem is you have to sit through 3 days of DVDs to get that one piece of information. And that's what we don't have right now is time. As individuals or as business owners or as consumers of information, we need to have stuff quickly. We need to be able to have it when we want it, where we need it, as often as we need it, and we need to be able to learn from it quickly and not be stuck in the quagmire of what big traditional home study kits are. Now, I want you to really understand, too, that the traditional home study kit takes a long time to produce, costs extra to produce, has some out-of-date pieces to it by the time it gets to you, and it tends to be very, very expensive for what it is. So take your time. If you're going to be an information marketer, think about how you can chunk down the pieces that you're learning and think about how you can chunk down the pieces that you can present to your customers. Yes, the customers need solutions. Yes, they're going to be buying some big information kits. But you know what? A big information kit, I don't believe, is going to be coming on a physical DVD anymore. That big home study kit isn't going to be the 1,000-page manual anymore. What is it going to be? You got it. It's going to be a membership site. That membership site is going to have the information organized in a fashion that allows people to find what they need quickly in the particular area that they need it. They're going to be able to download the pieces that they need and go listen to them as they need them, where they need them, whether that be on their MP3 player or in the car or in the TV or the computer. See, this is what's happening. This is what's changing. The consumption of information. If the consumption of information is changing, you better figure out how you're going to deliver it. And I'm not talking about being on the bleeding edge of the curve, but understand that that's where the market's going. And you know what? You can't stop it. Just the same way that the CD manufacturers couldn't stop it or the LP manufacturers couldn't stop it. Now, I'm going to hear a whole bunch of other marketers talk about how important the thud factor is. And if you don't have the thud factor, well, you know, you can't charge premium prices. Well, that's a load of crap. You can charge prices for value, create value. Whether that value is in a physical product or a digital product doesn't really matter. If the value's there, the value's there. But you've got to create the value in the mind of the prospect. How do you do that? Build a solution for them and show them how they can get what they want. Who cares whether or not it's a physical DVD program? For me as a marketer, it's a pain in the butt. Getting fulfillment houses and mastering and editing and all of this stuff takes too long. Too long for you as a business owner and for a consumer of information products. Hope you enjoyed this little rant. This is James Maduke speaking from My Small Biz University. Yes, I do have over 1,500 digital assets now in place that you can download and use as you want, when you want, wherever you want. I hope you enjoyed this little session. We'll be back again soon with more